I really felt what the Lord kind of wanted to lean in a little bit more on today is hearing God's voice. Now, I think this is pretty easy because we're kind of a small crowd today. A lot of people are out today. But you know times when you've heard God's voice. In fact, who here has heard God's voice or heard God's, sensed God's presence? I'll be honest, probably every hand really should be up. Because if you know God, you've encountered God and God has encountered you. He's spoken to you. And he's not always used words. He's not always used. See, sometimes God can communicate to us without words. And that's something that, you know, sometimes it's mysterious how the Lord communicates with us. But he does. And he didn't just do it once when we came to know him. Because, you know, we couldn't know God unless his word spoke to us, unless he drew us to him, okay? God's called out to the world and says, you know, I've come to be the salvation of the world. And he's called out. And some hear him, and when they hear the calling of God and say, yes, you belong to him. So if you belong to him, you've responded to the voice of God. You've responded to his prompting. I remember when I came to know the Lord when I was 14, is I was sitting there in a service. It was an evangelistic service for youth. And there was an altar call. But not everybody came. There probably was at least 1,000 people there, if not more. But I felt the Holy Spirit right there in that seat. I felt and sensed that the Holy Spirit was calling me to say, get up and go. Go. To the front. And I responded to the Holy Spirit that day. See, God was communicating with me. He was calling me. And in many senses, it's like saying, I heard him and I said yes. So if you belong to the Lord, we've all heard or sensed God's presence. But the Lord is speaking today. He's speaking to each of you today. Every one of you. God is speaking to his people. He's certainly speaking to his prophets. He's speaking to anybody who will be a voice. But he's speaking today. And he wants you to know his voice. Now, we live in a world today where there's a lot of voices. There's a lot of confusion out there. Sometimes people don't know what to believe and who to listen to and who to hear. And sometimes it's just better to shut off a lot of voices that are out there in the world today. Voices arguing with each other, back and forth, trying to win the upper hand. And it becomes bewildering at times with what's going on in the world today. So, yes, it can be easy to be confused with so many voices out there. Yet in the chaos of the moments we live in, it's so crucial to hear the one voice. To hear the one voice that matters. That above all voices, that we hear the voice of God. See, that's the voice that puts everything else to silence. That puts everything else in submission. Because everything must submit to the voice of God. Even the confusing thoughts in our head, we need to tell them to submit to God's authority and his voice. And stop distracting us. You know, that's what the enemy does. You could be sitting here in worship. You could be sitting here right now. And the enemy could be just hitting you with distracting thoughts. What are you going to eat today? Who are you going to hang out? I wonder if I lock the door in my car. I wonder if I paid that bill. Oh no, that's terrible. If I didn't pay that bill, the debt collector's going to come get me. You know, and then this whole series of thoughts starts happening that you're going to jail. And frantic moments are happening. Did I do it? Did I do it? I mean, you know, the enemy can get you on a pathway. If he gets you on a train, he's going to take that train all the way as far as he can. You got to get off the train. You don't want to get on the train that the enemy has you on, the train of thoughts that the enemy wants to get you on. And a lot of it is just busy, 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 busy. Because he wants to keep you from the one voice that you need to hear today. And that's the voice of God. You don't need to hear Mark Taylor speak to you today. You need to hear the Word of God coming out, the Rhema Word coming. So you, by the Spirit of God, need to hear what God wants to say to you today, to you, specifically. So I can preach the Word of God, and I pray, Lord God, help me preach the Word of God. But it's by the Spirit of God in you that's going to grab hold of a word that's for you. If you're sitting here and your spirit is, just you just shut down the spirit, you just, yeah, I'm just going to hang out here until lunchtime. You're not going to get anything. Because your spirit is not awake, you're not alive, you just kind of shut it down. I'm just here, I'm taking up space, I hope he hurries. Looking at my clock, just wondering. You're not going to get anything. Because it's by the Spirit of God that you're going to get the Word of God. It's the Spirit in you, so you have to participate. It's the same way when you open the Word of God in the morning, when you're doing your daily devotion to time in the morning. You know, you could open it up, and I've done it. How many times have you read anything, for matter, but have you read the Word of God, and your mind is somewhere else, you're not really engaged, you read a chapter, and you're like, what did I just read? You have to go back and read it again, because you don't even know what you're kind of somewhere else. But when you read the Word of God, you have to ask, Lord God, give me your Rhema word out of it. You pray for it. You ask for it. Lord, I want the bread of life today. I want your living word today. Speak to me in your word. Because you want to actively, by your spirit, just prepare yourself. Say, Lord, I want something and desire something. And so we get it by the Spirit of God. You know, if we just read the Word of God for information, one, eventually we get bored and we stop reading the Word of God because you've just been reading it for information. But when the Word is alive, you can read the same passage that you've read 100 times and you can read it the 101st time and get some rich word that the Lord wants to speak to you by the Spirit of God. It's amazing how you can read the same thing. So we're not just reading the Bible for information. Right? I'm not here to give you a better education today. Right? I'm not qualified because I have a seminary education. That actually might disqualify me sometimes, in some cases. Because if I don't have the Spirit of God, I'm just like a clanging gong, 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 gong. I mean, it's just making noise. And sometimes we might think, well, that, you know, and sometimes people are really good at making an intelligent noise. But if it's not life-giving, if it doesn't have the Spirit of God on it, if we're not receiving the Word of God by the Spirit of God, then what good is it doing us? Intellectualism kills the church, by the way. That's not in my sermons. But I've been to enough seminary, I've been to enough churches with people with doctorates by their names. And some of these people are spirit-filled. You can have a doctorate by your name and be spirit-filled, full with the life of God. So I'm not saying you can't. But there's a temptation. There's a temptation to believe that what qualifies you is the education that you've had. And I've had some great courses in seminary with some spirit-filled professors. I've had some that were quite boring and dry and were more intellectual in nature. But we need the Spirit of God. We need the Word of God. You and I, it's life. We need Rhema word, a live word in us. So each of us can hear God's voice speak to us today. Each of us. That's why it's amazing. Because each of you could hear something different today, but it's the Holy Spirit bringing something for you. That Rhema word. John 10:27 says very clearly, my sheep listen to my voice. Jesus is speaking to us. My sheep, the ones who belong to me, they listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. That's one thing that you can recognize people who belong to Jesus is they follow him. When he leads, they follow. They hear his voice. They recognize his voice. They know the voice of the shepherd. So we're to listen to his voice. God speaks to his people. He speaks in multiple ways. We know that. He speaks through the Word of God. He speaks in our time of prayer. He speaks through circumstances. He speaks through other believers. He speaks through leaders in the body of Christ. The Lord has multiple ways of speaking. He speaks through nature. There's just things that God uses. He speaks His very creation. Yet all these things, we need the Spirit of God. We need the Spirit in us. The discerning Spirit of God, which quickens revelation to our senses. I love it when I am reading the Word of God and I go along and all of a sudden something hits me. And it all of a sudden just comes alive. And I know the Spirit is highlighting something. And it's not just words on a page. Each of us who believe and confess Jesus as Lord, have the Holy Spirit given to us. And by the Spirit, we can know. We know God. We know Him. He's put His Spirit in us. So we can all hear from God. Every one of us. There may be some here today that don't believe that you hear from God so well, or that you don't believe you hear at all, or God speaks to other people, but not so much you. You know, some people fall into that. Sometimes people get into ruts. Or maybe it's just been a wilderness season that you haven't heard much from God at all. Maybe it's been years that you really feel like you heard from God. But we do hear, and we can hear. We can hear God today. Sometimes, really, the issue is more recognizing His voice and recognizing when He's speaking. That we're hearing, but we're not recognizing. God is speaking, but we simply are not discerning that it's Him. You know, if you have ever felt convicted over something, like there was something you said or something you did, and you didn't feel good about that, like you walked away and there was some conviction that rose up in you. And you just didn't feel right. You know, the Spirit's speaking. God's speaking. He's speaking to you. So you feel like you should go and you should repent of that. You should apologize. Something you said, you should go back. And, you know, and I've had that where the other person didn't think anything of it. But it still bothered you because you realized there was something in you that was not right. And you wanted to get that right before God. And sometimes we do. Sometimes we apologize for things that is by the Spirit speaking to us. So God is speaking. He's speaking to us today. A lot of the question is, are we listening? Are we hearing? Are we obeying what we hear? You know, one of the issues with Christians is when we don't obey God, when He's speaking loud and clear, and it's very clear, and we don't obey, sometimes we'll go through a season of silence because of that lack of obedience. And then we wonder, Lord, why aren't you speaking? Well, remember that last thing we talked about? Let's go back and do that thing. And sometimes that's what God will do. He says, Lord, why aren't you speaking? And the Lord will point back to the last thing He said to you. And He still means it. He hasn't changed His mind. But we need to hear this today. God is personal. He's personal to each one of us. He knows our lives very well. He wants to speak to you. That's the thing. He desires it. He's not withholding. He's not begrudging. He wants to speak to each one of us. Many of us know that, but sometimes we doubt it. Sometimes we doubt it. That maybe He just doesn't want to speak to me. He has many things to say, not just once in a while. And He sees us. He sees us beyond what we see ourselves, how we see ourselves. He sees us beyond and sees very clearly. His picture of us is more clear than our picture of ourselves. He certainly can help us get a better picture. And He placed His Spirit in us so that we would have communion with Him daily. But each of us needs to train our ears to recognize the voice of the shepherd. Now, I know there was one time I was talking about this, and I had this video of a shepherd and the sheep, and there was these students that were out there, and they were being taught that the sheep will follow the shepherd, and the shepherd would call out to the sheep, and the sheep would come. But now, before they did that, they gave the students a try. They never been around sheep. It was foreign to them. And they called out to he told them how, this is how you do it. And they just called out to the sheep, called and called and called, and the sheep ignored them. Like, who are you? Don't have time for you. I'm eating grass. Thank you very much. And several tried it, and none didn't work. Didn't work. And the whole lesson was now the shepherd's turn, right? And the shepherd called out to the sheep, and one by one they stopped. They left their little patch of grass, and they all came. They came. They lined up, and they came right to the fence, right where the shepherd was. And the story was the sheep knew the shepherd's voice. They knew, they'd been trained, they'd heard, they had recognized that this is the shepherd. And we'll come for the shepherd, but we won't come for just anybody. Nope. Nope. Don't have time for that. I think that's sometimes really how we should be, but we should train our ears. We must train our ears to recognize the voice of God. Sometimes it's like pointing out something we don't, somebody pointing out something that's there. It's surrounding us, but we just don't recognize it. It's the music that's playing in the background. And somebody points out, hey, do you hear that? Oh, yeah, that's the song of this and such and such. Oh, yeah, I wasn't recognized. I didn't notice that. But, yeah, now that you've said it, now that you've pointed out, I recognize that song. There's just things that we sometimes don't realize because we're just not really paying attention to it, but it's there. It's there. In some ways, hearing God is like this. You don't recognize or realize that he's speaking. You know, you can go to a time of prayer, and all of a sudden, a friend comes to mind. Oh, wonderful. Maybe I'll call and have lunch with them. Or somebody you haven't spoken to in a while. Pay attention. Take a note. Write it down. Pray for that person. Oftentimes, sometimes God will rise up in you. And you say, you know, do this. Do it today. And we need to take notes and write. I mean, anytime you pray, you should keep a notepad or something with you. Because you should take notes. Because there's something that you may need to call somebody. You may need to send a note. Like, I feel like I need to send a note to them. I feel like I need to call them today. I feel like I need to outreach, go by their house. I need to do it. Because you don't know what Holy Spirit's setting you up to bless somebody, to do something for somebody, to minister to somebody. But God is speaking. So in your time of prayer, don't ignore that some things just pop up and come out of the blue. God very well, very much could be speaking to you. Be aware. So much of it is being more aware of God. One of our prayers should be asking God for greater sensitivity. I do. And when I think more about this and I contemplate more of these things, like, God, I know I've heard you. But Lord, I want to hear you more. I know I've sensed your presence. But Lord, even more. And we could pray, we should pray for greater sensitivity. And we should pray, like I said, when we go into the words and we go to prayer, Lord, meet me in this time. Let it be very relational. Very relational that God is meeting you in times of prayer, in times of the word, in times of coming in fellowship and just different things, in different places, in different... Say, Lord, meet with me. Speak to me. Lord, I want to give you my ears. So hearing from God does require us to exercise our ears, to attend to his voice. You know, sometimes that just means stop talking and listen, right? How many of us would probably say in prayer time we talk too much? I do. And God's had to tell me to stop talking and just listen. Just be quiet. Be still. And sometimes that's unnerving because it's quiet and still. And there's just no sound. And sometimes we want to fill it. But the Lord wants us to commune with him and to attune our ears to his voice. You know, God can get a word to us in multiple ways. We've already mentioned them. One way is through other believers and leaders in the body of Christ. You know, God does set people in places for the body of Christ to be a voice, to be a mouthpiece. And one of those is the prophetic call. You know, Ephesians 4, 11 through 13 talks about the offices that God has appointed. You know, these things are to fulfill the work of Christ in the body of Christ, to build up the body of Christ. And when we read about it in Ephesians 4, verse 11, it says this, it says, "So Christ himself gave the apostles, gave the prophets, gave the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." You know, God speaks in different ways, and he will use, he does use apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors. He uses those as mouthpieces to speak. You know, this is one reason we do have the privilege of receiving Prophet Andre next week. It's a unique opportunity to receive the gift of God that God has put in him. Now, we can hear from God just as Prophet Andre hears from God. But I will say that his gift is very mature. And those who are called into this office have a very mature gift. His job, as all the five offices are, is to build up the church, to strengthen the church. So know that. Know that in coming, a true prophet will build up and strengthen the church and will build people up and wants to get a word to the church that will strengthen and help the church. Help the church to grow. Help the church to overcome difficulties. Help people to overcome difficulties. Help people to realize their destiny in Christ. And to maybe simply see things that they're not seeing. So often that's the case. Some things we're just not seeing. You know, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3, talks about prophecy and the gift of prophecy. It says, But one who prophesies strengthens others, encourages them, and comforts them. A person who speaks in tongues is strengthened personally, but one who speaks a word of prophecy strengthens the entire church. Now, you have to read the whole chapter. I don't have the privilege of reading the whole chapter, talking about gifts in chapter 14, because it talks a lot about tongues and interpretation of tongues. And it says that, yes, for the church, as far as for the church and the edification of the whole church, tongues are for you individually, but tongues and interpretation of tongues is for the church. Okay? And it talks about that for the church, when there, and as you saw last week, when there's tongues given, there's interpretation given for the edification of the church. And there was an encouraging word given last week. So we praise God for the gifts. But prophecy is always the case. It's always the case that is to build up and strengthen the church. So that's what Andre brings next week. And we're so thankful for that. Just like you would sit down in the Word and have expectation to receive by the Holy Spirit from the Word, when you come, I would say any Sunday, come ready to receive. Now, when the prophet comes, it's not necessarily he's going to call out you. Sometimes he does, and that happens. But understand, he brings a word for the church, for the body of Christ. But how do we receive? We only receive it by the Spirit of God. And that's true. If there's any ever time you get a personal prophecy, and by the way, that's happened on Wednesday nights, that's happened at other times in the church where somebody just felt led to give a word to somebody. Because it says, actually, all can prophesy. That's a gift, by the way. Not all are called to be a prophet. There's a difference. There's a difference between the gift, and Paul says, eagerly desire. That's right, because he says, eagerly desire the gift of prophecy. Not that all have the gift of prophecy, but says, eagerly desire it, because it's available. And it is hearing God for others, to build others up, to strengthen others. So the gift of it is so integral and important to the church, the body of Christ. But the only way to receive a prophetic word is by the Spirit of God. There has to be an element of faith in saying, Lord, I don't see it. This is talking about things in the future are things that, and sometimes it's actually talking about things in the past and you do recognize, oh, okay. And sometimes it's talking about things in the future. But we receive it by faith, saying, God, okay, I have no idea, but I'm receiving this as your word by faith. But we receive it by the Spirit of God. And so this working of prophecy in the church is integral and important to the building up and strengthening the church. And the office of the prophet is a unique calling. You know, not every person is called to do what a prophet does. And we look at someone like Elijah. Elijah is called to speak things into existence that are not. Now, we have by faith the ability to speak forth things that God has given us to speak. But there's an authority in the prophet to speak forth seasons, to speak forth droughts. You see in Elijah speaking forth a drought, that God is, by the unctioning of God to do that, he's been given the authority to do it. To tear down strongholds of the enemy as he tore down the strongholds of Baal. And then to call forth the rain for the season of drought to be over and for the rains to come. We see authority given to prophets that not just everybody has. So there's the office of the prophet. There's an authority to break bondage, to release seasons, to do things that are uniquely given. So we see even in the Old Testament, prophets are given the authority to anoint kings, to raise up, to put forth the hand of God on leaders. That's even happening today, by the way. That can happen today. I've heard people personally share with me when they met with a governing official or who was trying to be elected, and they were sharing about faith and godliness, and there was this spiritual conversation. And there was the person shared with me that they felt that this was the person God wanted to bring into office. I'm not going to share the specific office, but wanted to bring into office. It's not the president. It's not, you know, we think about that all the time. But I'm talking about here in Virginia. They prayed and anointed and had some time of fellowship, and they prayed and anointed him before they left that meeting. And what was interesting is the person later came back, and this person is constantly praying for people in Virginia and officials. He's in ministry. And he was sharing that after the election, they had a meeting again. They talked, they saw each other. And he looked at him and said, you know, our campaign from the day that we had that meeting and you prayed and y'all gathered around me and prayed, my campaign just simply went up from there. It excelled. It was just kind of going along flat, almost plateau. From that point, it excelled. You know, we don't even think today, but God is even anointing certain people to call forth leaders in the world today. I don't know if you believe that. But some of the very things we see in the Old Testament have not expired, though there are people in the church that will have you believe that, that those authorities and those things have passed away. But they're still happening today. So there's certain authority, that are given to apostles and prophets and people who are called to certain offices. But understand, you and I, we can hear the voice of God. And sometimes we hear it through a prophet's mouth. And sometimes we hear it in our quiet place of prayer. But we all can hear the voice. But anytime God is speaking, say, Lord God, wake up my spirit. Because we must receive it by the Spirit of God.